Come, take a stroll down by the strand. I haul in close to me. You live a life so free and grand, just sailing on the sea. There's flatfish and dogfish and codfish too. There's big jellyfish galore. To fry, to roast, or boil in a stew. What beast could ask for more? So come on, messmate, shun the land. The sea runs deep and blue, with beaches full of golden sand waiting there for you. There's halibut, herring, haddock, and dabs. They jumps right out o' the sea. Cockles and mussels and limpets and crabs. And a whale for you and me.
Slegg was about to launch into another verse when Gridge halted him with a sharp jab to the ribs. He winced.
What did you do that for?
The younger rat muttered an angry reply.
You don't know who might hear you. Give you gob a rest.
Slegg blew rainwater from his snout.
There ain't the sound or sight of any beast round here. Huh. I'd be glad to see him if there was.
Gridge's reply was to clamp a paw about Slegg's mouth. Slegg freed his mouth indignantly.
Don't you start shushing me! I can talk whenever I like! You're getting a bit too big for your tail.
Gridge pushed the older rat's face to one side, whispering.
Will you stop blathering and look over yonder? Over that way. What can you see?
Slegg blinked hard as he peered between the rain-swept trees.
It's a light. What's a light doing out here in the middle of the night?
His companion rose stealthily.
I dunno. Let's go and take a closer look. Come on, go quietly. That means keep your big trap shut.
Slegg got the last word in, hissing.
And you too.
They advanced cautiously toward the light, which was little more than a pale glowing flame. It seemed to hover at eye level, but as the rats came closer, it brightened slightly and began moving away from them. Slegg whispered in his friend's ear.
What do you make of it? Couldn't be a campfire, could it?
Gridge was openly scornful.
Have you ever seen a moving campfire, idiot? Looks to me like some kind of lantern. Maybe it's showing us the way to some place warm and dry.
Slegg blew rainwater from his snout tip.
Warm and dry, eh? I ain't arguing with that. Come on, mate. Let's follow the little glimmer.